Hello, 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 and welcome to another fabulous Friday on the Six Sides Radio Network with AJ and the Squad and the Queen's Court on Friday, September the 15th, 2023. Tonight, are you ready for some football? That's right. Come on and rep your favorite team. But until then, as always, keeping God first, a prayer with Evangelist Clayton.
Amen. Praise God Almighty, giving honor to our Father, His Son, and the Holy Spirit, who is our everything. Amen. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you humbly as we know how this evening, God, on this 15th day of September, God, a day that you have made, God, you created, you molded, you shaped us, God, designed us by your hands, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we're going to glorify your name and we're going to magnify you for who you is all by yourself, Father God. Lord, first of all, we repent, God, of anything that we have said or done, God, to grieve you or displease you, God, in any way, form, or fashion. We ask for your forgiveness, God. Wash us thoroughly from our iniquity, God, and create in us a clean heart, renewing that right spirit within us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Like no other, God, you're worthy of the praise, God. Lord, you made us, God, and you know all about us, God. And Lord, we just thank you, God, for keeping your hedge of protection around thee, God. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come near thy dwelling, God. But, Father God, you posted your angels on all four corners, God. And we're going to glorify your holy name, God. And we're going to tell you, thank you, God. Thank you, Father God, for the breath of life once again, God, that you have bestowed upon each and every one of us, God, our loved ones, our children and their children, Father God, and our family, friends, and loved ones, and neighbors, and Father God, our community, Father God, our church family, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, Lord, like no other, Father God, we just thank you, God, and give you the praise, Father God, because, Father God, without you, we can do absolutely nothing, Father God. Well, we thank you, Lord, for equipping us mentally, psychologically, physical, and emotionally, and financially, Father God, to meet the needs, God, that you have equipped us with, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, Lord, we thank you for the talent that you have given, Father God, that everyone plays a significant part, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for the Six Eyes Radio, Father God, in their celebration of 12 years, God. We give you the glory and give you the praise, Father God. And, Lord, we thank you, God, that you have made room, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, for AJ and the squad in Queen's Court, Father God. We're going to magnify your name, God, and we're going to praise you, God, for what you have done, what you're doing right now. And, Lord, you have given us the breath of life again, Father God. And as long as we have the breath of life, God, we have hope for tomorrow, God. But we just want to tell you, thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. You gave us laughter, God, and laughter is good for the soul, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. And most of all, Father God, we're going to glorify your holy name, God, because we have a victory in you, God, and your miraculous miracles that you're performing, God, and your breakthroughs that you're performing in our lives, God. Like no other, God, you're worthy of the praise, Father God. Lord, continue to uphold the sick and shut in, God. Continue to uphold the bereaved household, Father God. Those that lend their loved one to rest, Father God. Those, Father God, at the hospitals and rehab, Father God, and nursing home, God, and children's hospital, Father God, and veteran hospital, God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, God. We know that you are able, God, to do all things. You are the doctor that's on call, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You are the judge and jury, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You are the counselor, God, and you are the representative, God, like no other, God. You're worthy of the praise, Father God. And, Lord, we're just going to give you the glory. We're going to give you the praise. And we're going to thank you, Father God, for meeting every need according to your will, God, that your will is done. And, Lord, as you told us to trust in you with our whole heart and lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways, God, we must acknowledge you and know that you shall direct our path. And, Lord, we tell you, thank you, Father God. We give you the glory, God. And we appreciate you, Father God, for your love that has lifted us tonight, God. And, Lord, we lay it down at the foot of thy altar, God. In the name of Jesus, bless every prayer, God. In the name of Jesus, continue to uphold Amari, Father God, and her team, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to look down upon thee, Father God. Continue to look down, Father God, on Quentin Jones, Father God, Buddha. Lord, continue to touch him in a special way, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, like no other, God. You're worthy of the praise, God. And every name that's going to be called tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you bless them even the most, God. And, Lord, we're going to thank you in advance. And, Lord, I ask for your continual overwhelming of blessing. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God.
Thank you so much for that. Sit back and relax and watch what we have in store for you. Tonight is Football Friday. Are you ready for some football? Welcome, welcome, and welcome to you all.
Amen.
And welcome to another episode of AJ and the Squad along with the Queen's Court here on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Everybody, go to AJ and the Squad on Facebook and drop down what is your favorite fruit and what is your favorite vegetable. Yep, fruit and vegetable.
Sounds good to me. Fruit and vegetable. Hey, Dad, is it about that time?
Oh, yeah, there, bud.
Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up.
What are we going to do?
Hey, Dad, I guess what, we got snacks. We got fruit, vegetables. Yeah, we got some fried okras over here. We got some cucumbers and some tomatoes.
Yeah, there, boy. Really, I love them tomatoes with them fried green tomatoes.
Yeah. And yeah, guess what? It's about to start.
You sure?
Yeah, 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. That's a new time, you remember?
Oh, yeah, there, boy. That is right.
AJ and the Squad on the Six Eyes Radio Network every Friday.
Yep, that'd be right.
Every Friday. 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. Yep, start time. Yep, message day. Yep. Speakers, conversations, trending topics, all that good stuff. Extra, read out about it. That time is now.
Two Piece on the Six Eyes Radio Network, AJ and the Squad. 424-243-9617. Join every Friday night. First Friday night, every month, Queen's Court, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Don't miss out. Tell a friend.
Good evening, and welcome to the Six Eyes Radio. Tonight is Football Friday with AJ and the squad and the Queen's Court. Let's go.
Ain't nobody helping, I was hurt. Fake friends, they just slipping away. Now I got it, so I pull. Man, like every day.
Gotta switch up place, spend the money, don't care how it's made. Drop top, cool, catch sun rays. Start off with attic, gotta get it one day. Doing 200 on the runway. Got a bad chick, she ripping the runway. It's Super Bowl Sunday. Rip out my heart, you're a demon. I get the money for real reasons. Why everybody come through unpolitely? I ride around in exotic. Wake me up, cause I gotta be dreaming. If only my dogs could see this.
I ain't never had no money. I've been out here trying to give me away. Ain't nobody helping, I was hungry. Fake friends, they just slipping away. Now I got it, so I ball, man, like every day. For all the time, nobody helped me, said I ball on you, man, like every day.
Took a L to keep you humble, humble. All that money start coming in late. I drive a Rari through the tunnel, tunnel. I need a passport, I'm riding foreign places.
I ain't never had no money. I've been out here trying to give me away. Ain't nobody helping, I was hungry. Fake friends, they just slipping away. Now I got it, so I bought it.
I used to email the venues and ask them if I could be opening act for the rappers just passing through town. I used to be the one kids in my city was laughing about. I used to envision everything happening now. I used to ride the bus and listen to Kendrick Lamar. He just liked the video that I made back when I started to study his bars. I'd like to think that he probably related to someone that's come so far. To someone that wanted it badly, then when it got it and turned to a star. Overly dedicated, a title that resonated. I wanna be recognized, I wanna be decorated. Truthfully back then I couldn't imagine a life where I never made it. Go ahead and let him hate it. Let him hate it.
I ain't never had no money. I've been out here trying to give me away. Ain't nobody helping, I was hungry. Fake friends, they just slipping away. Now I got it, so I bought it.
That was Ball Is Life by Sway Lee.
Ooh.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the 6 Hours Radio Network. You're now tuned in to Ajana Squad along with the Queen's Court.
Hello, everybody. Hello, hello. How is everybody today?
Well, hello, hello.
Hi. Hello,
is that the boss man I heard in the background?
It was, yes.
No, what's going on, sir? What's going on, sir?
Hey, bro. Hello, everyone.
Absolutely,
hello.
Absolutely.
Great, great, great.
Real quick, just before we get started, for all our callers in attendance tonight, yesterday was the 12-year anniversary of the 6 Eyes Radio Network. And so the founder, Mr. Six himself, is in the building. So we just want to say congratulations, Mr. Six. And I say just personally for me, I'm just so glad to be a part of the 6 Eyes Radio Network. And what you have going on your network, sir. And I just, you know, like I said, like I told you yesterday, congratulations on 12 years and pray for another 12 years. And we're going to keep doing what we do, Ajana Squad in the Queen's Court. And I'm just glad that we're all along for a part of this journey.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Amen.
Thank you. Love you all. And I'm here checking out the show.
Yeah, you're going to want to stick around. Yeah, we're going to need a disclaimer in a minute.
All right.
Think we not. It's going down. Remember to press 1 if you would like to talk with us.
That's right. 424-239-617. The mics are now open. Or maybe I should say call. The lines are now open. And press that 1 when you hear you are now on the host queue. Queen will get to you and open up your mic.
Yes,
join
yes,
the festivities
yes.
And join the fun.
Come on in.
Till then, like we always do, mental health checks. Mental health is so important. Buddy checks. You know, we want to do wellness checks. Check in with everybody. So I'm going to let Queen do what she do and get to these mics. And then when she gets that all the way she needs to get it situated, we'll go ahead and set it off. Set it off.
All right.
Queen Nye is
good
in
evening,
the building.
One, Queen Nye.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
For those in attendance, that is the 6 Eyes Radio Network Station Manager. We also want to say thank you and congratulations to her for all the work that she's done and put into the station and for what she has made it and for helping AJ and the squad and the Queen's Court on our endeavors and giving us also love and support as well, along with the Six and the crew and the rest of the 6 Eyes Radio Network family. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless everyone. Thank you for all being in attendance. And I am so thankful and so glad that God has blessed you all with another, excuse me, opportunity to serve him and come in and do your 6 Eyes Radio Network. Amen. I am complete.
Amen. Thank you.
So we have all the mics open. Like again, press one if you want to talk. And we want to check in with our buddies to make sure everybody is okay. As we always say, it's okay not to be okay. Just tell somebody. So, again, this is the Queen from North Carolina. And I'm great. I'm good. Go ahead. What you going to say?
I just wanted to say, well, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just want to remind everybody that when your microphone is open, these lines are very hot. They pick up everything. So please be mindful if you are on speakerphone. Please be mindful of your background noise. Although we are going to turn up tonight, let's please respect those who are talking so that we can hear them clearly. Thank you. I appreciate it. Go ahead, Queen. I apologize.
No problem. Thank you. My mental is great. I'm good. You know, it's been a trying week, but then every week is a trying week. But the whole key is getting through it and being productive behind it, knowing that God is going to take care of me, and he has done just that. So with that, I'm here Friday night football. Can't wait. I thought noise when it comes to my teams. I'm just saying. So here with the squad, with the Queen's Court, here with my king, here with all of you lovely people out there listening to us tonight. So sit back and relax. And I am complete. Queens, go.
Amen.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Evangelist Clayton, and I am hailing out of Tallahassee, Florida. Amen. One of those, amen, awesome and an amazing Seminoles. Seminoles is in the house tonight. Amen. And my message is at an extraordinary number tonight. Amen. God is good. I woke up this morning closing my right mind. My heart was beating right on time. And now I'm here. Amen. On time. Amen. With the 6 Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the squad and Queen's Court is Sports Jam Night. Amen. It is Friday time. So I feel good. Amen. And I just can't wait for you and you and you to talk to Mike about your team tonight. It's on and popping, baby. But it's in the 850 area tonight, baby. It's 850. What time is it? It's time to get live in the time of representation. Oh, oh. I'm completed.
Thank you.
Any other queens in the house? Queens in the house. How is your mental? How are you doing? How are you doing?
Well, my mental is, I would say, a 9.5.
Oh.
I don't know which team I'm actually rooting for tonight, but I do love the Falcons.
Okay.
And Pittsburgh Steelers. Yes, I know. I know. I let's see. I can't say I'm a Cleveland Browns fan. But I will say I'm proud of them. They have been doing much better. I'm kind of all over the place with my team because growing up I was a Dallas fan. My father had a contract to play with the Dallas Cowboys fan.
Yay!
Near and dear to my heart. But, yeah, the Falcons was – up here in Cleveland, I haven't been able to game much, but hey, it is what it is. We're here, complete. Thank you.
Amen.
Excuse me 1 second. As AJ said earlier, these mics are very sensitive, very sensitive. And I know you want to be here with us and you want to be heard, but if you are on speaker, please take it off because it's picking up every little move you make, every move you make. And if you want to, you can put yourself on mute until you get ready to talk.
And now or you turn your phone down so that the echo doesn't echo so loud because it is really
so
echoing
please,
in here. And
yes,
we don't want to have to put anybody on mute, but if we have to, we will.
So please, I'm asking you to do it before I have to do it.
Just, we'll keep it going. You take care of that. We keep it going. Are there any more queens in the building that would like to share their mental with us?
Any more queens? All right,
be MI.
Don't be scared.
Yeah, she's one of the ones that really needs to be here, but that's so fine. Can you please take care of that, please?
I found you.
I appreciate you.
And
thank you very
go.
Much.
I think I found it. Go Kings.
Right.
I think
all
I
right.
found it.
He's won. A new car.
I think I got it.
Any Kings in the building? Anybody want to rep? Anybody want to talk? Go right ahead, sir.
Yeah, so my mental is great. 2 thumbs up, a 10. Trumpet, 2 paws up for him. He's over there eating. My little buddy right there. He's over there eating his food, happy. Just woke up from a nap. And mental is great, man, here with the squad. So I'm complete.
Amen.
That's what's up.
All right. Any more kings? If you want to talk,
well,
press 1.
On everybody else, this is AJ Cohen out of Ohio. My mental is great. I've had a great week. One mobile is
slow progress, but making progress. So that is a beautiful thing within itself. And I'm just enjoying the stories. My son is telling me about his daughter, my grandbaby. So that just brings a lot of joy to my life and joy to my heart. And I can't wait to be able to be in a position where I can spend more time with the grandbaby. On the flip side, yesterday my stereo receiver went out, and I almost cried because I can't listen to my surround sounds. I can't listen to my music the way I want to, and now I can't watch the football games in surround sound. So until I get this money together to get me another 600-watt receiver, I'm going to be a little slightly kind of maybe a little bit depressed, but I know I'll be okay. It's just, I won't be able to listen to music the way I want to. But like I said, back on the other flip side of that, I'm glad to be here on the 6 Hours Radio Network, AJ and the Squad in the Queens Court, and I can't wait for tonight. And I'm here with everybody I like and love, my queen and all our listeners, and wanted to say thank you, and I appreciate all the people that be on our Facebook and give us content and show us love and likes. Thank you. Keep up the great work. And with that, I'm complete.
Thank you. Okay. We want to make sure you're taken care of. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, this is Tony. I'm out of North Carolina.
Whoop.
And, yeah, I just want to say congratulations to Mr. Six Eyes and his network, you know, Six Eyes Network, and wish him many, many more years, and congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, you're welcome, sir. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. I have a two-day-old grandbaby.
Congratulations.
Yeah, a little 9 pounds. Thank you.
2 days.
Yeah, man. She was 9 pounds. Ooh. And I'm excited about, you know, her being born. And the same day she was born, I got a new car. So I'm just so grateful and thankful.
Okay.
Hey, listen, man, God is working in your favor, man.
Yeah, I get tired of bumming rides, and he blessed me with a car. So
I'm just
thankful, yeah. And that's with perfect. Thank you, sir. Go, go Panthers, them Carolina Panthers, go.
Whoop, whoop.
And with that, I'm complete.
Thank you, sir.
You better tell somebody. 863, your mic is open.
Hey. Hey, Pamela.
Hey, baby.
I told you I was going to jump on here. I was like, hold
you
on.
You said
that. Let me bring out here real quick. Congratulations. Many, many more. My mental was a 2, but now it's a 10 because, you know, God is good. Amen. And for those of y'all who don't know who I am, it is Goddess.
Who are you? Who are you?
Miss Flame Diva, and hopefully soon to be Miss Black America, y'all. Pray for me.
There
y'all.
You
oh,
go.
Right.
There you go. Claim that.
Amen.
Hey, baby.
How are you?
And of course, Miss Goddess, if you know there's anything we can do with the 6 Hours Radio Network, AJ and the Squad, or the Queens Court on our platform, on the podcast, let us know because, you know, we got you. Anything we can do.
Yes, thank you, guys. Y'all, I love y'all so, so very much.
Love you, mother.
Always supporting
we
me.
We love you more.
Love you
yes,
more and more.
Yes.
Yes.
You guys, that is a phenomenal woman right there. I tell you the truth. The things that she does and the people's lives she's touching is unbelievable.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much. Well, you know, I love the kids. I'm here supporting the Lupus Foundation, so I'm going back in. But I just wanted to say I love you guys. And congratulations. And many,
thank
many
you.
More years and blessings.
Thank you, God.
God bless you too, baby.
God bless you,
baby. All right. Bye, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Bye, baby.
Later.
850, your mic is open. 850. Okay.
Might want to take your mute button off. You might have it on. You never know. I mean your personal mute button, not the one button.
Okay, it's all right. We'll come
are there
back
any more
to
kings
you.
In
you
the really? Building? Anybody else who would like to join and share their mental with us?
Yes, hello.
Okay, there we go.
Yes, sir.
Hello,
good evening.
Sir.
Welcome back.
How you doing?
Hey, we're fine, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. It's a pleasure to be here again. And I bless 6 Hours Radio Network. And it's a pleasure to hear your voices again. Mr. AJ and the Queen Court. And I'm Leslie Locklear. I'm from Tallahassee, Florida, and I want you all to continue to be blessed and know that God is with you and that God is helping you through it all. And y'all continue to do what you're doing. Amen.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone.
Hey.
How are you? I'm blessed. This is Cindy, the wife of Leslie Lockley in Tallahassee, Florida. I just want to, first of all, congratulate 6 Hours Radio for your 12th year anniversary. We thank God for you, and it's always a blessing to be able to be on the line. We all connect, and one thing we have in common is the Lord. We all love the Lord, and we like sharing our stories to help people overcome troubles, their problems. And I'm so grateful for you all, and I know that you will continue to do and be the best radio station around. God bless.
All
right.
You better say it. Amen.
Amen.
You
better tell somebody.
Amen.
Amen. You tell them. Any more kings? Anybody? We don't want to hold nobody back.
Yeah, because we seem to be missing a king and a queen. I don't know what happened, but okay, maybe they'll join us in a minute or two.
Anybody else? All mics are open that want to be open. If you want yours open, remember to press 1, and I will get to you ASAP.
Well, is Journey in the building? He can say hello.
Journey is went that way.
Oh.
Well, I mean, actually, he could
well, speaking
say
of
hello.
Journey, he can say hello, right?
Why don't you
he
talk
can
to
follow
him,
a whole conversation
to
with you. Speaking of Journey, his mother actually is getting ready to play Sunday. Their basketball team has made it to the next round of playoffs, so they'll be playing in Raleigh, North Carolina on Sunday. So they're about 3 games away from a championship. So let's just keep on seeing
that's
what
my
happens.
Thumb.
Yep. Uh-huh. That's
and
what
I'm still amazed. Tried that, and it didn't work.
I know.
To replay.
Oh. As Jerry said, he know. He made his first debut right there.
All right. That's cool.
All right. Anybody else? If nobody else, we will move on. We're going to start our Football Friday. Wait a minute, I think I got one right here. 803, your mic is open.
How y'all doing? This two-piece. My mental is doing good, I guess, you know. And feels crazy I normally feel, but I'm doing good. No, 30 million of me. I got my football stuff. Die hard Gamecock fan, die hard 49ers fan, win or lose, and just to the rest of the team. But God bless y'all.
Them Gamecocks went down.
Yeah, we still standing up strong.
I think it was the Tar Heels that put them down. North Carolina Tar Heels? I think that's
we ain't worrying about it. Yeah.
Put them
you
down.
Need to do something like that embarrassing Duke's Mayo Bowl, Lord have mercy.
That's all right, y'all see, but y'all see number 44 out there. My cousin, that's right, Deuce Cowell, ripping them, that's right.
Bring it on, you see
y'all. Carolina all day long.
Yeah.
We are about to start on Football Friday. We got a lot.
I know.
I'm just saying. He know.
He know. That was Johnny, everybody. He was making his debut right there.
Yeah. His vocabulary is getting
bigger
and bigger. He's singing now. It's incredible.
God, he is amazing. I'm not even saying because he's my grandson, just because he's an amazing little boy. But, of course, he came from an amazing mother who came from an amazing mother. So just say. It's just a trickle-down theory.
That's right. Phenomenalism is a generational thing. That's right.
All generational curses don't have to be bad. So. Definitely. So,
that's
AJ, you want to get us started on that?
You
got Football Friday started?
And I wasn't playing about the disclaimer.
Drop that now.
Out of Bob now.
We got a lot for you tonight. We're going to talk some noise. We're going to do some trivia. We're going to do some sports. We're just going to see what you know about football. For real. You know, you can watch it, but what do you know? What do you really know? So,
What you see now?
Get your team ripped. Call a friend. Tell them, come on, talk about their team, too. We don't care.
Uh-huh.
We ain't never scared.
Yo, what's up? Football time. Shout it out.
on the AJ and the Squad page on Facebook. Yeah. Talk a little jump. Represent your team. Represent tonight. Your team. AJ and the Squad. 424-243-9617. 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Every Friday night. First Friday of every month. We got that Queen's Court with the ladies. But the squad is always present. Special qualities, you add.
Bang, bang, Niners. Against all odds, weather the storm. Built for combat and battle, young hyenas in uniform. We play no games with the opposition. We active, let the whistle be the bell. We gon' get out where we got mad at. Many have tried, but many have failed. The 49ers got the livest fans in the NFL. I tried to tell them we back it, we never left, and we
this
got
is two
feet stadium starting to
from
feel
South
like
Carolina. And my favorite football team of the NFL is no other than the San Francisco 49ers Nation. Baby, stand up with
my neighbors in
96.
R.I.P. Dwight Clark, the cat.
Legendary.
I'm a Niner forever, like Rice and Locks.
Forget T.O.
Niner empire into the world.
Who are we? I'm in need still a nation to stand up right about now. Pittsburgh. Are y'all ready for some football?
It's going down. I'm about to flip on you players. You under pressure.
Hot and joy.
You know what it is.
It's black and yellow, Pittsburgh Steelers, Pittsburgh Steelers. It's pride and joy. Pittsburgh Steelers, baby. But
what? We know from the rings to reign a team in the league that could mess with our D. We got the game on lock, and the offense is key. Got the opponents in fear when the crowd sings E.
You're listening to AJ and the Squad, along with the Queen's Court here on the Six Eyes Radio.
I rap for the block.
all my 9-to-5ers out there working a job. I rep for single parents that don't need their baby daddy to buy them. Not now, pal, show the punk bitches you can have it. Chinese, Japanese, Portuguese, French, Philippine, Guyanese, white ones and the black ones, Cherokees, mixed breeds, over here the crowd sing. Y'all don't sound off to me. Let's rock, let's rock, let's roll, let's go.
That was Let's Rock by Petey Pablo. Alrighty then.
Alright, it's like I heard him say North Carolina.
Anybody
I think
got anything
they want to
say? Anything they got to say?
I'm just saying. I'm just
two P's.
I think I can
say. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, Miss Pride and Joy.
Two
what you got, Miss Pride and Joy? Uh-oh.
What
yeah.
Two P's. We went
yeah.
Got two P's.
Robin? Robin?
It's two P's.
What up?
Where you at?
I'm right here.
Okay. Just want you to know, you know, because we've been... Last Sunday, that's all I kept hearing is about your team. Did you know that the Steelers have played in 8 bowls? And do you know how many they won out of them 8? Do you know how many they won out of them 8 bowls?
Don't care, but we beat y'all, son. Don't care,
okay,
but we beat y'all, son.
They beat 6. They had 6. Anything you want to say about your team with that? We tired of hearing about them. We know that they won. They won. That's all they gonna get this year.
It's about the game Sunday. It's about the game Sunday.
No, Lord, we got to wait all the way to Sunday.
Sunday's gone. We beat y'all. Gone.
You're talking about acting like they finna play. You're acting like it's finna be on again. That's what you like.
The last 3 meets that we had, we stomp y'all. Last three. What y'all gonna say?
About?
1, 2, 3.
These
strikes
you
out. What you gonna say now?
I'm just saying. Y'all wanna put a little friendly wager on it? A little friendly bet? A little friendly wager on the game?
Let me know when y'all
Yes. What you say? Well, you say Anthony. You say Antonio Brown.
The next time when we play, I put it what? The next time we play, if y'all
two
be up,
did you say Antonio Brown on Instagram?
I won't say a word up. I'll be quiet for 3 weeks.
If what happened?
Well, sir, you might get a chance if you do that. So.
If the Steelers beat the 49ers, I'll be quiet. Dude. I won't say a word.
You may be quiet.
Yeah, you may get a pink slip if you take 3 weeks off. That means we won't have
three weeks
to open a commercial.
Right.
I might have to give you a pink slip, bro. I think you might try another way because that ain't going to work, bro. I'm going to have to come look for you then.
I just won't say nothing.
I'm gonna need your ass to come to work, bro. I don't
How about well, that? I won't say nothing to her for 3 weeks.
Okay, that's a little bad.
Right, I won't say nothing to you for 3 weeks.
Well, two-piece, since you know, we're talking about NFL and we're talking about football. Did you know that Antonio Brown asked to come back to the Steelers? Did you know that?
Let them go. We still going to be 49ers. I don't care what y'all did. I don't care if it was a brand
new team.
That was black
and yellow, she said. Black
in
and yellow,
the morning,
black and yellow.
We still going to be 49ers.
He said black and yellow.
Black and yellow.
Sunday, you ain't said a word. You just disappeared Sunday. We was in the office talking. You just disappeared. I ain't had a word to say. You disappeared. You high. Still ain't had nothing to say. I'm going to talk with everybody.
I got something to say now.
Online, offline,
I got something to say now. Two piece, guess what?
Guess what, two piece?
Two piece, guess what? The Steelers got more rings than everybody, though.
Yeah, man.
And she said that all across America.
They got more bumps and bruises.
But
they
count. New England Patriots do tie with them now. We got to give you that. We got to get them that.
I don't care about New England Patriots. All I care about 49ers Nation.
Well, he don't call them Nation. What?
49ers Nation. That's right.
You done gave him a whole nation.
Man, you ain't no place you can go.
I love what I do. I just want to say that for the record. I love what I do.
He said, for the nation.
Oh, that was mine?
Huh?
Wow.
That's man, good. That was worth it. That was really worth the wait. I promise you it was.
Wow. Since Pride and Joe brought out about the Steelers and all their rings, let's see what's kind of trivia y'all really know about. So, how many teams have played in the state of California? How many teams have the state of California had in the NFL?
Three.
Does anybody know that? You said three. Do you know what they are?
I think three.
You are right about three. Do you know what the teams are?
Los Angeles Rams.
Rams, the Raiders, 49ers.
Los Angeles Rams.
You got the Rams, you got the 49ers. One more.
San Diego Chargers.
Yep. Okay. And who is that? Who is that?
It's your brother.
And go ahead, throw the team on out there. We already know. Go ahead and throw it on out there.
Throw what out there?
Yeah, the L.A. Raiders didn't come until like a little while ago.
Yeah, they moved. I know they used to be, and they moved up.
Well, who won the very first Super Bowl?
Chargers. Who did what?
Won the very first Super Bowl.
Out of California?
No, huh? Y'all got that question already. The very first Super Bowl. Who won it?
LeBron. I've been moving back then. I never searched that far.
Think about cheese.
Oh,
look at you, okay.
Minnesota. Green Bay Packers.
Yep, Green Bay Packers won the very first Super Bowl. Which team's helmet has a helmet on their logo? You better not know this one.
New England Patriots.
They have a helmet? Nope. I mean, they might, but that's not who they're talking about.
Has a helmet on their logo.
I think we got one of them fans in here, I believe.
Uh-huh.
They have a helmet on their logo.
We have a helmet on their logo.
I sure know it ain't the Browns.
I got a couple of, well, you think it's not? You think so?
Yeah.
All right. 434-214 and 850, your mics are open. And hello and welcome to all y'all.
Hey, buddy.
Hi, Destiny.
Hi, Sinai. How are y'all? I'm just sitting there laughing at y'all, honey. I know nothing about football, but I did know that the Green Bay Packers won the first Super Bowl.
Because we have talked about that before.
What's going on, Destiny?
I have had that before, so I did remember that, though.
I don't understand.
Hey,
so
everybody,
actually, it is the Cleveland Browns.
What's up,
that has a helmet on their logo.
Oh, okay. So
I think I hear one over there. It's kind of quiet, but them Browns.
Hey, Destiny.
I looked it up, and it was also Miami, and.
Them Browns.
I got the other one. I know Miami was one of them, though.
For the helmet?
Right, because the Dolphin has a helmet on. On the helmet. The Dolphin has a helmet on.
Okay.
It used to be the Browns, too, right? Or they changed it?
Yeah, the answer they gave was the Browns.
Okay, I know it used to be the Browns.
How many teams are currently in the NFL? How many teams are there total?
I ain't know that. I took a guess.
Go for it.
16.
32. You said 32?
There is 32.
Mm-hmm.
32.
How many divisions is there?
Four.
15. Right, correct. So if there's
somebody
no,
said
he said
four.
Right.
Who said 15?
So
somebody hiding in the back.
What's
up?
Well, so if there's 32 teams total, there's four divisions. How many teams are in each division?
Six.
I just like math.
Wow.
Eight.
Correct.
Wow.
Correct.
32 divided by four.
Yeah, I got eight. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Can y'all hear me okay?
Yes, sir. We can
yes,
hear you now, Tony.
Yes.
We can hear you, sir. Okay, okay, good. Okay.
Okay, AJ, this is for you. What is the former Jets quarterback Joe Namath's nickname?
Oh, man, come on. You know
Hollywood Joe. But that, he said it when he said.
The whole name is Hollywood Broadway Joe, but yes. Okay, let's see. Okay, who's known as America's team? Who is it? Who is it? We
oh,
all know
come
that.
On, come on.
Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, God, the Cowgirls.
Dallas Cowboys. What?
He's
Dallas,
there.
Dallas, it's the Cowgirls.
Dallas
the Cowgirls.
Cowboys.
Yep, it's the
so
Cowgirls.
So disrespectful calling them the
Your
Cowgirls.
Mic is
open.
It's the Cowgirls. Yes.
Real cool.
I'm on the phone.
Hey, how you doing?
How you
What's
doing?
What's going on, sir?
What up, 40 nothing?
We don't want to know about the sank cowgirls.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody.
Okay.
Who did they mean? Who did they mean 40 nothing?
40 nothing.
The disrespect is so hard.
Come on now.
That's all right. That's all right. They still gonna be the cowgirls. Let's see. How long is a football? Is the NFL football field?
100 yards.
100 yards.
120 yards.
Okay, so if y'all want to say 100 yards, okay. Now, how many feet is that? Think quick. Times 1, 2, 3.
100 feet.
Yeah, it says 100 and something yards.
100
yards.
It's 12
yards. Anybody ever seen that movie?
Yes.
You've ever seen that movie 300 or so?
300? Wouldn't it be 300?
300 feet?
Yeah. But 100. It's 360. Y'all are close. Let's see. That might be an Owen. What number did NFL legendary Dan Marino wear during his cut when he played? Dan Marino, what was his number? My favorite number. I'm just saying.
In the oven, hey.
There you go. My favorite number. That's right.
13.
I wouldn't know that because he was a scrub.
I wouldn't know that because he's a scrub.
Uh-uh.
Oh, we don't
hear
what you say.
No, you
didn't. Look at it.
What league did the NFL merge with in 1966?
The AFL.
Yeah, we still an A. Exactly. It was NFL and AFL. Look at you trying to like you know something. Which franchise team has the most Super Bowls? Tell them, Brian Joy. Tell them.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
They can't steal them nothing. They probably stole them.
The Patriots.
How we going to steal them, Reed?
And that last one,
and you really got to look at that one because, you know, a football player designed that one. So y'all really got to check that one out.
Queen, wouldn't that be Pittsburgh? I mean, New England Patriots?
No, it's Pittsburgh.
It's
the Patriots and the Steelers, isn't it?
I think so. Pittsburgh got one ahead of them. Mm-hmm. Pittsburgh got one ahead of them. Didn't Miss Fonzo tell you?
I wouldn't know because I don't really root for trash.
I don't think you can go in the past.
I wouldn't know because I don't really root for trash.
Hey, Queen.
Yes, sir.
No, he's in training.
Tom Brady won 6 Super Bowls with the Patriots, 1 Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
We don't care about nothing Tom Brady did.
And the Steelers won 4 in the 70s and 2
in
any year. So they don't win 6.
Yes, we don't care. That's about Tom Brady.
Sorry.
Y'all stop hating on Tom Brady.
It's all about the Sean Watson. I mean, I hate to break it to y'all, but I'm just saying.
We don't care. That's about what Tom Brady talking about.
This man just said it.
He said
it's all about the Sean Watson.
This man just said it's all about Deshaun Watson. Who got something
that's
to say about it?
Oh, nothing. That he ain't did nothing since he left college.
Oh, I ain't worried about it.
He was just recently charged with funding his trainers. I mean, I ain't got nothing back.
I mean, if that's what's on your mind, I mean, we can go there. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But when I'm talking about all that, I mean, God forgives and believes in second chances. And y'all can say whatever y'all want, but like I said, y'all got a problem on y'all hands this year with the Cleveland Browns. I'm just saying.
Everybody.
I'm giving second chances, but like I said, the first chance you had, you ain't did nothing. He did nothing when he.
Well, that's cool, my brother. There's a lot of teams out here that ain't never did nothing. So, you know, that is what it is, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, Dak got that plan, but he played in what? 5 seasons?
You can focus on that all you want to. We focus on now. And I'm just saying, I don't know if you saw what we did to the Cincinnati Bengals, but that's just the first.
Did you just say you don't know what y'all did to the Cincinnati Bengals?
The Cincinnati Bengals, yeah.
That's like asking how I play Owen. You can't get
I don't
about
know.
That.
They sure paid Joe Burrow a lot of money. I don't know. There's a lot going on down there in Cincinnati.
Both of them been sorry for years, though. I mean
that's your opinion. You sound like you need to catch up to the future because you keep talking about the past, my brother.
That's how them guys
come on up into
fans,
the present, man. Join us in the present, my brother.
They don't have reality checks every now and then.
No, that's what we here for. They don't let them talk their smack. But all like you said, all that stuff in the past. That's in the past.
Hey, Corey. Hey, they get that trophy ready for the Cowboys. Y'all see that defense?
Forget Carolina Panthers. Forget the Raiders.
You can't.
San Francisco 49ers. Forget Pittsburgh Steelers. Forget Cleveland Browns.
Philadelphia.
Yeah, he said the Cleveland Browns twice. I think he's got some animosity towards the Browns. I don't know.
They have not been anybody.
Sound like a broken. I'm starting to sound like a broken record. I don't know.
They have not been anybody since Jim Brown days.
Not Jim Brown.
No, that's cool. Like, that just lets you know how far back in the past he is. I don't know.
Not Jim Brown.
It's all about them stars. All about them stars.
We shall see.
You see that defense. Now, we set Deck down. I'm a Cowboy fan, but I'm not a Deck Prescott fan. We sent him down and get that young boy Trey Lance a shot. We may go somewhere. But Dick doing good now, but give about 4 games, he'll be throwing interceptions again. And the 49er fans, they already know they got to see us the first week in October.
We're going to bend you and kick you right in the losing spot right there.
Come on, man. Y'all got a rookie. Y'all got a second-season quarterback. So he's going to take out the promised land.
That's the thing they know, them little sorry Steelers said.
You talking about the shower curtain?
She said,
cowgirls. She said, shower curtain. You talking about the ones that are getting kicked out of the league for smoking weed and grabbing women's butt and all that stuff, then they go to the Pittsburgh Steelers? Oh, that's the team you're talking about?
Who are you talking about?
Yeah.
Oh. The quarterback.
He
ain't the quarterback no more.
Mm.
That's
somebody's on the gossip in the rumors pages, huh?
Hey, Project, here goes some ribs. I'm going to pass some ribs right here so you ain't got to steal nothing. Oh, like, okay.
I tell you what. We got over that first segment. How about we slip into a second for a minute? How about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, hold on.
Y'all are too funny. Rep your team, honey. Rep your team.
And I do that. She'll steal them. She'll steal them.
Yeah, how bad they are. Rep them anyway.
You steal your phone. I'm off your phone right now.
Queen.
Yes, ma'am.
It's 85027. Unmuted.
Oh, yeah, everybody's unmuted.
Bob, hi, this is Evangelist Clayton Taylor out of Tallahassee, Florida, and I'm representing those Pittsburgh Steelers and representing Florida State University Seminole.
You're listening to AJ and the Squad. I'm off the Queen's Court here on the 6 Hours Radio.
That was Ain't No Mountain High Enough by the Detroit Soul Sensation.
Well, hello there. I am the Godfather, reporting from Birmingham, Alabama. My favorite football team is the Auburn Tigers, University of Auburn, Alabama. How sweet it is.
All right.
And before
like
we get back into
now.
That, let's take this bill very quick. One second, let's take care of this bill, and then we can get back into it.
I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love ya.
Hello? Was
it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
All right, remember that. No texting and driving, so don't be trying to listen to them games while you're driving and trying to text and see what the scores are going on. You can see what happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
No texting and driving. Mm-hmm. No texting and driving. Let's see. We've got a couple of mics we can open back up. Let's see. 205, your mic is open.
Well, hello there, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry I'm running late, but I still made it for
you.
You're
right
week.
On time, sir.
So swing is way to stick and stay. AJ the squad
how
is on the. How sweet it is. Hey, babe, I'm fine.
That is the infamous Godfather, everybody. Godfather.
Tigers.
Yes, War Eagle.
You mean like Cam Newton, Robert? What?
Yes, ma'am, Cam.
You mean Cameron Jarrell Newton, Auburn? Is that what you're talking
about? I really do, but if it's not so, I would have told you.
Well, since that's what you're talking about, I'll be your friend then.
Now, for college teams,
Hello?
Wait a minute, let me catch this. You say your college team?
Yeah, my college team was North Carolina Central University Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
Now, if I have to go to a HBCU college, I'm sorry, I got to roll with Aggie Pride all day long. But my favorite team is North Carolina Tar Heels, but HBCU, Aggie Pride all day.
I hear you. I hear you. Well, I'm partial to CU because it was founded by one of my relatives. And my father is in the Football Hall of Fame there.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's possible to turn their background down.
I got it.
Okay, thank
may
you.
I?
Sure
yes,
you
ma'am.
May. I just want to say that I'm here, you know, my daughter is here in representing Florida State, you know, and Florida State has some great players that then came out of Florida State that then went to NFL. We got the greatest Deion Sanders from Florida State University.
That's right.
Amen. And we got the great Charlie Ward from Florida State University.
Mm-hmm.
We got
choo-choo.
The great Jameis Winston, amen, with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers from Florida State University. Now we got one of the hottest great quarterbacks playing for Florida State, Travis Jordan. Amen. To God be the glory. Florida State is hot. They hot no matter what. You know, that's my daughter, my son-in-law, and them team, and that's
yes,
how rivalry when we come down to the Florida Gators. What you say?
Go Noles. Go Noles.
Go Noles. That's what they said. You said nobody
and
knows.
And
oh, okay, that's what I thought
game,
you said.
Florida State last game, they won 66-13 against Southern Mississippi. They beat them 66-13. That was like a basketball score. That was like a Mariner.
Okay.
Wow.
They beat them 66-13. What kind of football game is that?
That's all right. Okay, Noles, do your thing.
Amen. And I also did research on Travis Jordan. Travis Jordan, amen, has made more touchdowns in college football. He's at 86, has made 86 touchdowns. Travis Jordan, look him up, one of the hottest young men, amen, in the college sphere today. I don't think none of the college teams can touch him at this time. 86, it's told us 86
all right.
Touchdowns.
All right, go.
What you say?
Where you at? Where you at? Give me where you at.
We ready over here.
Represent your team, baby. Represent them Seminoles.
Don't be scared.
Y'all say something about my Seminoles?
Well, don't be scared.
Give me, you want to say something?
You don't laugh yet.
See that laughing. Now, there be fussing Florida State and the Florida Gators play.
Oh, yeah, the Gators going down. They going down.
Hey, man, represent them state, baby. They diehard Seminoles. Them two right there is diehard Seminoles.
Okay, okay. Well, welcome.
Diehard.
Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Yes, ma'am. And Florida State has 264 players that have went into the NFL. Oh, there
okay.
it is.
Okay. Over a course
but
of how long?
You got 64.
Okay.
I'm completed, baby. I'm completed.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
What's everybody's top five teams?
Top five
you can
teams?
Name them. Yeah.
In college or NFL, it doesn't matter?
Let's say NFL. It doesn't matter, though.
Okay.
Your top five teams.
Alabama,
Georgia Bulldogs, baby, Atlanta Falcons, Florida Gators, Tampa Bay
okay.
Buccaneers, and Miami Dolphins. Oop, there it is.
Miami, yeah.
Okay. Anybody else?
Alabama. Georgia, Tennessee, LSU, and I can't think of a number. I know they got to be there.
Mine would be Pittsburgh Steelers. No, Philadelphia Eagles, Pittsburgh Steelers, Atlanta Falcons, Dallas Cowboys, and the Panthers.
Who you say?
I say Georgia, Michigan, Florida State, Ohio State, and Alabama.
All right.
Okay.
Of course, you already know mine is Ohio State. And the Cleveland Browns. So, and I'm gonna leave it at that because I don't need no other than.
Okay.
Miss Friday and Joy, did you have anything, baby?
Oh, you which team? Someone?
No, as far as I mean, if you were done with that, as far as the score, anything for tonight. I had a couple other things, but I just want to know if anybody else had anything.
I just was going to talk about, but I can talk about that tomorrow, National Suicide Prevention that came up, and the new thing they have now is Are You Okay? And just Are You Okay? That is something new they done came out with. They say that with Are You Okay? You're asking somebody, are they okay? And that begins them to start talking, and they can save somebody's life.
Speaking of suicide, if you will give out a number for that, because I got something to go with that that actually falls right in place with that.
Okay. Okay, 1-800-273-TALK. 1-800-273, and that's the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Mm-hmm. Also, they're using their 988 in crisis mm-hmm. call or text. You can use that for that, too, as well.
You say 988?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Is that something new?
Which one? Are you talking? Is that one something new?
The 988.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's in crisis call or 911.
So I was just going to go over a few, you know, we talk about football and we laugh and we joke and, you know, we got who our favorite players are on our teams and we like who we like and, you know, we think it's mm-hmm. a dream job and everything is so glorified and, you know, and we have to realize they're human. They're people just like we are. Mm-hmm. They're just making a lot of money. Mm-hmm. But they still people. They go through things we go through and mm-hmm. and they're not all glitz and glamour. They don't make them saints just because, no pun intended, because I don't like New Orleans. But it don't make them no better than we are. It just means they're just making more money. But they have right. their issues also. So with that mm-hmm. being said, we're going to dig into 10 very, very heinous crimes of NFL players. So it's not all glitz and glory like we think it is. They make their mistakes as anybody else does. So,
of course.
The number one, this is not my order. This is the order it came in. The number one most heinous crime by NFL player is O.J. Simpson. Now, you know, people feel how they feel about that. you know, he was found not guilty of killing his wife and her so-called lover. Mm-hmm. And he got away with mm-hmm. it. A lot of people, you know, feel how they feel about it. You know, some think he did, some think he didn't, some think he paid. Mm-hmm. However, there was enough evidence mm-hmm. to acquit him. So we can't say he didn't do it. There just was enough evidence to prove that he did it. But then mm-hmm. him being going to turn right around and rob the hotel of his own stuff. How dumb is that? But anyway, that's right. my opinion. and then he got caught for real. So you get away with these heinous crimes and you go back and do something that stupid and you get caught. But, you know, that's O.J. Simpson. He was still called the greatest running back of all time. You can't take that from him. But that just, yeah. That was, huh? But that was definitely number one. Number two was... find his name. His name is Robert Rozier, who played with the Dallas Cowboys. No, St. Louis Cardinals. Now, I thought St. Louis Cardinals was a baseball team, and it is, but there was also a football team called the St. Louis Cardinals. But he was found guilty of murdering 7 people after he joined the cult.
Wow.
He is still in prison to this day. He was sentenced to a whole lot of time. A lot of time. But he is also the richest man at that time in football. He's valued at $5 million. So despite all that other stuff he did when he was in football, he did his thing, and now he's worth $5 million. But he's still in jail, so he ain't going to do too much with that. There's also Eric Napolsky, who played for the New England Patriots back in 2009. He killed his girlfriend. He killed Bill McLaughlin and his girlfriend. And he was sentenced to life in prison back in May of 2009. Like I said, he played for New England Patriots just to collect some insurance money. Now, you would think with all the money he's making, he don't need any extra money to kill nobody. But obviously he wasn't satisfied with that he killed these people for their insurance money. So I don't know how well you're going to spend it in jail, but okay. And then the suicide thing I was asking you about, because Aaron Hernandez, you know, he played for the New England Patriots, and he was serving a life sentence for the murder of a couple of people. But behind bars, he killed himself. He committed suicide. and they realized that he had a brain disease that nobody ever knew about. But he committed suicide while in prison, and he died in 2017. Darrell Russell played with the Oakland Raiders and the Washington Redskins. He, along with some of his friends, videotaped themselves raping and attacking women. But he was found not guilty in trial because they didn't have enough evidence to take him to trial. But he died in a car crash in 2005. So karma is something. If it goes around, definitely comes back around. So that was Ray Lewis, who I used to love, who played for the Baltimore Ravens. He won Super Bowl night, got into a fight with some people at a club. Two of the people were stabbed to death. They found the blood on his coat, but they said it wasn't enough evidence to take him to court, so it was thrown away, thrown out. But they said he also paid the family not to testify, too. So I don't know, but he went to jail 1 week. I mean, he got committed 1 year. The next year he went back into the NFL and was actually named the Player of the Year that next year. So, money definitely talks.
Yes, ma'am.
And it definitely talks, definitely. And then, of course, there was Carolina Panther favorite Ray Caruso, who had his girlfriend, pregnant girlfriend, killed back in 1997. She wanted to have a baby. He wanted to have an abortion. She did not want to have an abortion, so he had her killed. She was shot to death. The baby did survive. He's living today just fine with his grandmother, but he has a lot of health issues. Ray is out of prison now. He was released in 2018. He sent the baby money. The grandmother says she's trying to forgive him, but life does go on. But she won a $5.8 million lawsuit against Caruso. So I guess she don't really need his money because $5.8 million is a whole lot of money. But he's trying to see his kid. She said no. So I want to stop right there. Would you women, mothers, grandmothers, would you let him see the child? The boy is like 20-something years old now. He's a grown man, but he does have a lot of medical issues. But if it was you and you was his grandmother, would you let him see him?
No.
Of course.
Nope. Okay.
Now
somebody else said, of course. Okay, why you say yes?
I say yes.
Not that it's wrong. It's not right or wrong. But why would you say yes?
I say yes. Is somebody saying something?
If the young man is 20, if I was the grandmother, I would ask the father. I wouldn't necessarily say, okay, yes, you know. Because at that age, I think he should have his own choice of whether he wanted to see his father due to the circumstances.
And in a normal case, that would be true, but he has a lot of medical issues. He really can't even he can't take care of himself. A lot of his issues are really in-depth. He's in a wheelchair. I don't want to use the word they're trying to say he is, but he is definitely very mentally challenged. So I guess that's why the grandmother feel like she's speaking for him. But, again, like I said, there's no right or wrong answer, you know. But so you said yes. So who said no? Yes, ma'am.
I say yes. This is exactly right. I say yes. She should, if the grandmother says yes and he's agreed, you know, he's paid his charge for whatever they did. And the Bible lets us know no matter what the act is, you know, we have to have forgiveness in our heart. We have to have forgiveness in order for us to enter into the kingdom of God. We have to forgive those that have trespassed against us, no matter what the situation or the circumstances is. You know, that's his father. That's his father. And his father deserves to spend time with him, to spend time with him, regardless of how anyone is or the outside thing. You know,
Wait a minute. Go ahead, baby. Go ahead, Ms. Sheila. I was trying to.
Okay.
I think someone's trying to talk, but go ahead.
I think that, you know, that's the right thing to do, you know, and he deserves that. We all deserve another chance. We all deserve not a second chance, but another chance, because God gives us so many chances. that we do things mm-hmm. that may not be a feeling of whatever he had done. But, yeah, he deserved to have time to spend with his son, regardless of what condition or what compassion that his son is in. He deserved to know who his father is, regardless okay. of what the situation or the circumstances here. Right is right and wrong is wrong. And then I think that decision is truly between the grandmother and the father, you know. So I say mm-hmm. yes, you know, for everybody okay. to do that opportunity.
Okay. So men, do you, as the father, now put yourself as the father, do you think you deserve to be able to see your son?
I'm going to just, this is AJ real quick. I don't know, because I, you know, thank God I'll never be in that position. But my whole take on that is, I would leave it up to the child. I would leave it up to the son. I'm sure that he knows what happened to his mother, and I'm sure that he knows that his father is the one who did it. So I would take into consideration, or what should be taken into consideration, is that you really, you know, you wanted, you know, your son's mother to be dead. Right? And so the thing is, do we say that the shooter intentionally didn't shoot the woman in the belly? Because if that was the whole point, go ahead, what?
Oh, no, go ahead. I'll let you finish first.
Well, no, so I don't, because I don't know about the story, whatever the case may be. So I'm saying, if you take it from the son's point of view, like, how does the son feel about that? Like, this is a man who tried to, you know, not only, you know, who did murder my mother, but attempted to murder me too. I think, as, you know, as I'm listening to, you know, who this, who that, I think we need to, you know, I would want to ask the son, you know what I'm saying, under the circumstances, do you even want to meet this man? I mean, I would like to be able to, if I had to put myself in that situation, be able to apologize and just ask for forgiveness. If nothing else, just apologize and ask for forgiveness. So with that, I'm complete.
Okay. So she was sitting in the car. He was in the car behind her. He was in the car that was in the car behind her. So when she pulled over, when she stopped, the car pulled up beside her and just shot into the car. So it's not that he wasn't trying to not kill the baby. He definitely wanted to kill her and just really have any regards for the baby. You know, he just shot into the car to make sure she was dead. So I don't know if he was trying to kill a baby or trying to preserve the baby, but he just shot into the car to make sure she was dead. So I don't really know if he was, you know, if the baby was even a factor or not, but.
Well,
any other men want to?
Yes, sir. It's Tony.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good, okay. I'm gonna look at it from this angle, and this is how I feel. If I was the one, if I was Ray Carew, that's what we're speaking on, right, Ray Carew?
Right.
Well, if I was him, and I did my time, and I got out, I'm about like what Mr. AJ said. I would definitely leave it up to the child, but I wouldn't try to actively pursue anything, because I know what I did. So, and if that child wanted to get to know me, be around me, it would be up to that child to do that. Now, once they show they have interest in talking to me or whatever, then I would, you know, embrace that and pursue more. But I wouldn't go after him and, you know, try to get to know, even though I would want to and would hope mm-hmm. he would come to me, but... You know, knowing what it's like cheating and getting caught, and you staying with the woman that you cheated on. You know, that's just a bad situation. You know, that's my look at it.
Okay.
Okay.
Again, no right or wrong answers. You know, people feel how they feel.
Right.
Agree to disagree.
real quick, because I don't mean to cut you off. Who's ever pressing buttons? Can you please? Stop pressing the button. Thank you.
Hello, y'all can hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go right ahead.
So my take on it, the way I see it, I will leave it to the child, but I also know that, you know, after sitting a while that long in prison for it,
a person begins to change, and so maybe for the relief of him, he might want to be able to see him, but it's up to Chad to see him at least to ask for forgiveness and tell him that he apologized for the way it happened and how it happened. But to leave it totally up to the child, you know, no matter what the circumstance of the child's condition is. You know, ask the child, did the child want to see him? If they too want to see, so at least give them that opportunity to say, you know, I apologize, you know, forgive me, at least for that much. That's my take on it.
Okay, thank you. Well, at this point with that, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I just thought I kept hearing somebody in the background, but go ahead.
I think it's somebody's echo or something. So at this point with them, with that situation, they're the mother. Okay, you know what? I was really trying not to have to do this. So the grandmother, thank you. The grandmother has agreed to, she has forgiven him, and that's just the spirituality in her. She has forgiven him. He has sent the baby some money, but he sent it through the Department of Corrections, so he didn't know it came from him, but they told her it came from him. So she's trying to forgive him and move on. So we'll just keep that situation prayed up. Who knows? People can change. People, you know, hey, we just know God is in control of that. Whatever happened to them 20 years ago was 20 years ago. So, you know, God will take care of that. We just want the young man to continue to be taken care of. I do commend his grandmother for stepping up and taking on his responsibility of taking care of him, because it has been a challenge for her. So we just commend his mother for that. So.
Amen.
That's all I have on 10 heinous crimes of the NFL.
Well, with that, that was a good segment. How about we take our last break for the evening?
Yes, sir.
All right.
We thank you guys for hanging out with us this Friday, Football Friday. Anybody got anything to say about their teams, anything special to take off after we do this break?
Yes.
It's been funny.
Yes.
God is truly amazing. In spite of it all, God is good, and I know it.
All right.
All right.
It's that time of year again. Football season is here. It gives us the best moments, and it's the greatest time of the year. The halftimes can be awesome. The commercials can be great. But what's really the main event is what's at stake. You better run a little faster. Don't you drop that ball. Football is my favorite time of them all. This is Queen from the Six Sides Radio Network with AJ and the Squad and the Queen's Court, repping the Carolina Panthers all day, every day. Are you ready for some football?
This is the Queen from the Six Sides Radio Network with AJ and the Squad and the Queen's Court. Representing Carolina Panthers all day, every day. Keep on pounding Panthers. Say the Panthers? What?
You're listening to AJ and the Squad, along with the Queen's Court on the 6 Hours Radio Network.
I'll be the last one standing, two hands in the air, I'm a champion. You'll be looking up at me when it's over. I live for the battle, I'm a soldier. Yeah, I'm a fighter like Rocky. Put your flag on your back like Ali. Yeah, I'm the greatest, I'm stronger. They said my dude can't lose, I'm a own. And now it's
courage I possess through the trauma. H is for the hurt, but it's all for the honor. A is for my attitude, working through the patience. Money comes and goes, the M is for motivation. Gotta stay consistent, the P is to persevere. The I is for integrity, innovative career. The O is optimistic, open and never shut. And the N is necessary, cause I'm never giving up. See, they ask me how I did it, I just did it from the heart. Crushing the competition, been doing it from the start. They say that every champion is all about his principles. Carry.
That was Champion by Carrie Underwood and Ludacris.
I'm a Carolina Panther.
Hello, this is Tony.
Hey.
And I rep those Carolina Panthers. Carolina Panthers, you know, I live in Charlotte, North Carolina. So, it's a poor farm that don't praise its own farm. So that's why I rep Carolina Panthers. Go Panthers.
Third down, promise y'all a couple yards. Get the ball to Mike T.
All right, all right.
Did he say Carolina Panthers? I thought that's what I heard.
Yeah, I believe he did say Carolina Panthers. Of Carolina in the house tonight.
I think I heard him say that a few times.
Yeah, said it.
Did you say that song was Carrie Underwood and Ludacris?
Yes, I did.
Wow. That's interesting.
I'm everywhere, like all I said. Right. I'll be all over the internet trying to do the best I can to rep all of y'all here on the 6 Hours Radio Network, AJ and the Squad in the Queens Court. Tune in every Friday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You never know what you're going to hear. And don't forget the Queens Court every first Friday of every month. Make sure you come check them out because I always put on classics.
Thank you, sir. Does anybody have anything else? Anybody? Okay, well, let me ask y'all this question then.
No, I would just like to make a comment and let AJ know I think he's doing a great job. And yeah, he did a good job with that. Yeah, and that was good.
Thank
That's
you,
all I want to say. Yes, sir. You're welcome.
He is.
You know, we all have our own special qualities, and that's why we gel so good and we work so well together because everybody plays their position. Everybody knows their role, and we all execute it effectively. And like I say, I love doing what I do because we really put on a show. And I like to entertain the crowd. I want our listeners to have a good time. I want the people on the Facebook to have a good time. So I appreciate that, sir. I must respect. Like I say, I'm just playing my part. I'm just playing my role.
Yeah, the queen does a great job, too. There's everybody as a whole, but I just...
Right, everybody. We all put it together.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful
thing. That's right. Yeah.
No big eyes, no little U's. We all in this thing together.
Squad.
And I love it. I love it. Yes. Now, let's see. My impossible question is, what is the only franchise to start their season with a 0-4 record but still made the playoffs? And no, it's not having nothing to do with Tom Brady.
I was going to say, it sounds like some Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland.
I don't know.
Cleveland, Cleveland, Cleveland.
Clear across the other side of the map. Way over there.
Beautiful.
Charge it. Charge it to the room.
Was it them Cowboys that did it?
The what, baby?
The Chargers.
Was it the Cowboys that did it?
Oh. No, with the cowgirls. It was the San Diego Chargers, yep, in 1992. They started out with 0-4 and actually made it to the playoffs.
Yep.
So you never know. It's not how you start, it's how you end up. So just remember that.
That's right. You ask Aaron Rodgers that, you know.
Remember that.
Shouts out and prayers to Aaron Rodgers. We'll see him next year.
He went down.
Down, down.
He went down. How many officials does the NFL game have? Anybody know?
Four.
Six.
Four. Four. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had to guess that quick. You got the two on the side, and you got the one of the chains, and you got, well, yeah, four.
What yard line do the kickoffs take place from?
20.
20 yards.
Back.
20, or is it, yeah, 20 to 25, right?
Keep on going.
50 yards.
Up. 30.
Come on back. Go up a little bit more.
25. Well, listen, I didn't say 20, 25. You said go on back. I don't know.
I know, no, go back
behind
the
it. It's 35.
Okay.
No, because she said 50. That's why I said, come on back.
Wow.
Let's see.
Oh, okay.
Seven. Okay, what NFL player was named as the greatest Iron Man with the most consecutive starts in his season? He started 297 games. And I think he, I don't think he plays anymore. If he retired, it wasn't that long ago. Yep, Brett Favre, 297 okay. Stars. Yep, yep. Let's see. I think that might be, yeah, that's pretty good. Let me see if I can stir up something else in here. Oh, okay. What team drafted John Elway? I remember John.
I was going to say the Denver Broncos, but that ain't who drafted them, though.
Right. See? See how you paying attention? Yeah.
You
your mic is open.
Yes, Denver.
Who was it? The Baltimore Colts?
Yeah, it was the Baltimore Colts. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
The Baltimore Colts. Wow.
That's it.
How many teams has birds as their logo?
Wow.
Wow.
Too darn many.
I know. Birds.
I don't know. Six. Let's guess. Six.
Atlanta Falcons.
I'm going to say eight.
Atlanta Falcons.
Okay,
we'll try to name them. So we got the Atlanta Falcons. Keep going. Don't somebody.
Arizona
the Eagles. The Cardinals.
The Eagles. The Cardinals.
Yeah. So we got to eat. Yeah. Figure that out. He's got to eat.
Seahawks.
The
Seahawks.
Ravens.
The Ravens. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's six plus the Seahawks. That makes six.
Mm-hmm.
A bird, I see.
Ain't there like the Pelicans or something? Or is that basketball? Oh, it's basketball. Never mind.
It's six.
Okay,
that's
six.
All of them, right?
Now let's, yes, ma'am. Now let's go to the cats. How many cats have for logos? Anything in the cat family, put it that way.
The
you
wild,
say Panthers.
The
oh,
wild,
okay.
The
I thought that was
Panthers. The Lions.
The Wildcats.
I don't think the Wildcats
the
in the NFL, are they? Jaguars.
Is that Kentucky? Is that the Kentucky Wildcats?
Kentucky, yeah. Okay. Wildcats. Let me see.
This is Panthers, Jaguars, Lions.
The Bengals.
Bengals. Thank you. Panthers, Jaguars, Lions, Bengals. Is that all? Because this didn't give me an answer for that one. I guess we have to figure it out now on our own.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
The Jaguars, yes, ma'am. Well, that's about all that I have. Does anybody have anything? Anything? Got something exciting about your team? Anything? A trivia question want to throw out there?
Your team, I got one thing. Doing,
what's that?
I got one thing.
Okay.
3:25 Sunday.
Who they going to lose to?
They going to land that plane. They going to land that
Who they going to lose to Sunday?
They going to avoid the Hurricane Lee and land that plane. No turkeys.
Oh, them cowgirls ain't going to do nothing.
Okay. I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Where are they now and what they are doing now? They're no longer playing football. Where are they? Where is Don Griffin played a man with the Eagles? So the Philadelphia Eagles, where is Don Griffin now? And also, where is Herschel Walker? Hello, Jay Stephan. Where are they now?
Herschel's the man.
And what are they doing now? You said Herschel what now?
Didn't Herschel run for an office or something?
He did.
Yes, he did.
He did after, yeah. What in the world?
What the, okay.
Yeah,
he almost won, too. He almost won.
Yeah. That would have been funny.
Where's Mark Clayton? Where's Mark Clayton that played with the Miami Dolphins? Where are they now?
Right.
Amen. Yes, NDD. I know, what's his name? I think Don Griffin played with the Carolina Panthers. Was that Don Griffin? Yeah, I think that was Don Griffin. Played with the Carolina Panthers, and I think he played 1 year. I think they say he played one season with the Carolina Panthers.
You might have played one game.
Anybody oh play goodness. One game. Oh my goodness. Well, but it's so fantastic that you have players there though, because I know one, Charlie Ward
mm-hmm.
that played with
mm-hmm.
Florida State. Charlie Ward played football and basketball. But
yep.
he chose NBA, and he played with the Spurs and the New York Knicks and a couple more teams. And he played, I think, for 12 years. Charlie Ward, the great Charlie Ward from the little old state of Georgia, Thomasville, Georgia.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. And he was good at both of them.
All right.
Football and basketball.
That's about like a Deion Sanders type thing.
Yeah. Neon Deion. I know we used to call him Neon Deion when he was over there.
Must be the money, honey.
Yeah.
I can't wait to go buy that CD. Yeah. Like, man, what is what? Don't you try to make no more music. You just keep on playing sports because music is not for you, sir. I used to love me some Dion.
Can I ask a question, everybody?
Sure.
Okay, when you fell in love with your football team, who was the starting quarterback? Can everybody name
that? Jason Home was mine.
Joe Montana was mine.
Are you talking NFL or college? It doesn't matter.
NFL. Oh, it doesn't matter which one. I know some people don't have an NFL team, so whenever your, you know, team was, college or NFL.
Okay. Well, I David, quarterback.
Michael Vick was one of mine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Travis Jordan. Travis Jordan.
I guess if I want to be honest about it, I guess I'd say Troy Aikman, really, because growing up, I really did like the Dallas Cowboys. I really, really did.
Mm-hmm.
I liked them with Troy and Aikman and Emmitt and all of them, but I don't like them now.
Yeah.
But so I guess I have to be honest and say Troy Aikman at the time. So.
Yeah.
Who was the football player that played for the Philadelphia Eagles? It was during the time Michael Vick was playing. Can't remember his name right now, but I used to love that guy.
Donovan.
What was the name again?
Donovan.
Was it Donovan McNabb?
No, it wasn't him.
Mm-hmm.
Was his last name Green? I'm trying to think.
What position did he play?
I have gotten, since I've been in Ohio, I have gotten away from my football because I don't have anybody to really holler at the TV with.
That was
Six is not a football fan. Nope.
Mark Sanchez, Randall Cunningham.
Oh, yeah.
Then Donovan McNabb. That might be him. He was there from 99 to 2009. Okay. And then Randall was before him. Well, long before him.
And Tony Cromartie was the quarterback. Antonio Cromartie.
Okay, does anybody have anything? AJ, you got anything in the closing? Does anybody?
Oh, I want to give everybody a chance to say anything else it is they would like to say. Say whether it's rep your football team, so talk some smack before we get up out of here, or anything anybody has that they would just like to just say, please, now would be the time. All righty then. As we always do about this time, God grants us serenity to accept those things cannot change, the courage to change those things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference, and we all say amen.
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 And don't forget, every Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Make sure you check out Six Eyes and the crew with Queen Nye, DJ ATL, Wolfgang, Greatest Ladies Breaking News, Music and Entertainment. Make sure you check them out every Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Anybody else? Anybody else?
Well,
say
well,
it now,
thank
brother.
You
hold your peace.
Your Friday night with us. We do appreciate you. We do, we do. Check us out on Facebook. Join the page. Come hang out with us. Post. We are definitely glad you spent your Friday night with us. Join us again next Friday. with AJ and the Squad in the Queens Court right here on the Six Sides Radio Network. You never know what we got for you. We feed everybody. We feed you all.
All right. Hello?
Uh-huh. No.
Don't forget, you can still rep for your team on Facebook to represent.
That's right. Football season just got started. Who you repping?
That's it.
Hello. This is the Queen from the Queen's Court on the Six Sides Radio Network with AJ and the Squad. Please join us every first Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as the women empower each other. Come spend your Friday night with us right here with the Queen's Court.
This is AJ calling out of the great state of Ohio, and I'm rocking with those Buckeyes in the Cleveland Browns. Dog Pound is in the building.
Super Bowl 58.
Here we come. You've been listening to Football Friday on the Six Eyes Radio Network, with AJ and the Squad, along with the Queen's Court. Good night, everyone. See you next Friday.
Good night, everybody.
Good night,
everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
When the lights go down and
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.